From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggio-Pinto. The Census Bureau will resume counting homes across Utah in person this month after pausing field operations in March because of COVID-19. From KUER Southeast News Bureau, Kate Gretzinger reports on how this will impact rural communities.
The Bureau originally planned to restart the count in June, but it deemed Utah one of 13 states where it's safe to begin early. Dennis Johnson is a deputy regional director with the Bureau.
It was really based on factual information about the number of cases and how the trend is going in the various states where we've started.
Around 8% of households in the state are slated to receive a physical census questionnaire. Most of them are in rural areas where people can't get mail delivered to their home. Delivering a census form doesn't require any in-person contact, according to Johnson.
Our workers, they will be dropping off a questionnaire packet and an introductory letter, and then they're updating our address list so that we make sure that we've included everybody.
Residents can then fill out the census online, over the phone, or they can mail it back. That should help raise response rates in rural communities, Johnson said. But the count will not resume early in areas with high infection rates, including on the Navajo Nation. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.
The Navajo Nation will receive $600 million in federal funding to assist with COVID-19 relief efforts. So far, the Navajo Nation has appropriated $4 million of its own funds to fight the virus. The funding is appropriated through the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, or CARES Act, passed by Congress in March, which allocated $8 billion to tribes in the United States. The money was frozen because of an ongoing lawsuit, but the U.S. Treasury announced yesterday it will begin distributing the funds this week. By law, the Navajo Nation must spend the money by the end of December. There have been 2,559 confirmed cases of COVID-19 on the Navajo Nation and 79 deaths. Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall unveiled the city's budget last night. KUER's Jessica Lowell reports on the $323 million plan.
Mendenhall says city officials expect revenue from the first quarter to be less than 2019, but by the last half of this year, they're expecting to see revenue return to normal.
In total, we're proposing a flat budget overall this year. By being conservative, we are confident that we will be able to maintain a 15% fund balance, up significantly from previous years.
She says they drafted the budget on the current trends in sales tax since the pandemic started, and they also looked back to the 2008 economic downturn for guidance. But Mendenhall is hopeful that there's room in the budget to fund future projects.
While we're being pragmatic and judicious, this current crisis has not deterred us from big, bold ideas, and this budget still has plenty of them, the most important of which is making Salt Lake City a more equitable place for all.
$9 million is slated for housing stability, and the city is also allocating money for outdoor space and infrastructure damaged in the earthquake. Jessica Lowell, KUER News.
Public comment on improving parking and the trailhead for the House on Fire Trail is now being accepted by the Bureau of Land Management's Monticello Field Office. House on Fire is part of Bears Ears National Monument in southeast Utah and features archaeological sites of native dwellings and granaries that are hundreds of years old. It draws up to 8,000 visitors every year, making it one of the most heavily trafficked areas. The BLM's proposal includes developing a parking area, closing shoulder parking, marking a new loop trail, and installing a toilet and picnic area. Public comment is open through June 4th and can be submitted online or by mail. The COVID-19 pandemic isn't just spreading a virus, but sparking a worldwide increase in vivid dreams. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck explains.
Noxious gas, mobile giant eyeballs, being trapped in an elevator falling down? Strange dreams are making the rounds. Deirdre Barrett is a leading dream researcher and author at Harvard, and she's collecting dreams happening during the pandemic.
Especially early on, I saw a lot of dreams about getting the virus. The person would be having trouble breathing or spiking a fever. Then there are metaphors for the virus, of which one huge subcluster are dreams about bug attacks.
She adds that while many people may be dreaming more because of stress, it could also be because they're finally getting enough sleep.
Our last dream period of the night is the longest, and it's associated with the most vivid dreams. So you're losing proportionally more of your dreams and kind of your most dramatic ones.
If you want to add your dream to Barrett's scientific survey, search for her name on SurveyMonkey. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
And I'm Diane Maggio Pinto, KUER News.